again, not the result you want, but did you see the commitment in areas where you were looking for improved commitment tonight?
Yeah, of course. We played our asses off. You know, it's unfortunate we didn't get rewarded. You know, they played hard, played right. You know, we, for whatever reason, we're not catching a break here and there, a couple of posts, and you know, but we have to keep working, obviously, doing all the right things, continue to do that, and you know, things will go good.
Dean, this had the makings of like a really interesting finish for you with that double minor with less than three to go, Fantilli coming back. Did you feel like it was going to happen? Was that the feeling of it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we obviously talked about when we're going to pull Jet if we didn't, you know, score early. You know, when we were talking minute and a half is when we were going to start looking. But, yeah, I mean, you know, everything sets up. You know, it's been a real great game. Guys, both teams played freaking hard. You know, it'd be nice to get that to a, you know, to a overtime or shootout or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, again, we hit the post. We have a couple of opportunities there at the end. But it just didn't go in the net for us. And, you know, but as far as our work, as far as our commitment, as far as our, you know, our valuing how we need to play, we've seen a lot of that.
Yeah. Chinnikov gets the goal tonight. Nearly scored on the power play off the post. Have you seen his game come to life, not just tonight, but the last few?
Yeah, he's got opportunities. It'd be nice. It's nice to get rewarded, for sure. But you know, he's doing a lot of really good things, and you know, so yeah. I mean, obviously, it was a real good goal, and like you said, hit the post, and so yeah, for sure.
The way that Fantilli left the ice, he was looking pretty good there. Were you surprised at all about how fast he could? Got ready to get back in
there. Yeah, well, I'm not surprised, but I didn't know the extent of the injury. I actually didn't even see, like, obviously I saw the high stick, but I didn't know, I don't even know where he was leaking, so I can't answer that. But he's as gritty as anybody. He's going to come back if he can come back.
Just to follow up, he sprinted down the hallway to get back into the game. What does it tell you about his?
Well, yeah, he wants to be out there. He yelled right away, and obviously we had another full group going, and he was going to take Jet because I think there was a minute 30 somewhere around there, and he said you'll take Jet. So tough because we didn't have an opportunity to really talk about it. We didn't get another stoppage to have a little chat and maybe pull Jet earlier, but yeah, no, I'm not surprised that he came back as quickly as he did.
Some of the other games that have been tough losses, we've been on the it's easier to put your finger on, like, recent, you know, mistakes here and there. Is this one just kind of a tip your hat to a good team there?
Well, they're a good team. We're a good team. We just didn't, like I said, it's hard to continually say we didn't catch a break or whatever, but we worked tonight. Like, we, you know, the other night we didn't like our commitment. We loved our commitment tonight. We did the right things. We, you know, they got some awful special players over there that the guys were real committed to keeping the puck out of the net, and we still had our opportunities. Like I said, we catch a couple of breaks here and there. It's a different story tonight.
Thank you,
guys.
Thanks. You're off tomorrow at 10:30.